What it is your boy, man. Excuse me. Shit. Coming back again with this wild Cliff Notes for the Bible. For real, nigga. You did. Where are we at? I believe we're at chapter 25. Chill. Chapter 25, we finna do kinda like a story relay right here, you know what I'm saying? We finna pass the baton from Abraham to Isaac in this chapter right here. But you know, before we get started, there's two things that need to be done, you know what I'm saying? But I thank you once again for allowing us to be here today, Lord. Continue to work on us and forgive us for our wrongdoing, Lord, as we forgive those who do the same to us, Lord. Make sure, Lord, to help your son, man, you know, continue to work on breaking down the Bible, Lord, and making the stories vivid enough and intriguing enough for people to want to pick up that book and see what's, you know, behind the velvet curtain for themselves. There it is. You know what I'm saying? And I just thank you, Lord. I just thank you for being here. Thank you for allowing me this opportunity. Thank you for walking with me, man. For real. I wouldn't even have the courage to do this if it wasn't for you walking with me. So I thank you for walking with me. And I ask you just to continue to lift me up, man. You know what I'm saying? In your name, Lord, you be lifted up. Let me take that back. You be lifted up. Continue to be lifted up through this, Lord, and you, Lord. Make these and my blessings, Son, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Chapter 25. Yeah. Man. I did say this, though, you know what I'm saying? Something that I wanted to kind of do is after chapter 25, I'm going to kind of do like a little session like what I did in the intro, where I kind of introduced Abraham before I started talking in the Cliff Notes, you know what I'm saying, and everything I wanted to kind of introduce. Now, this one kind of closes Abraham and at the same time introduces Isaac a little bit more. But I do want to kind of like after 25 just give a breakdown of like the storyline so far, because it's the whole breakdown in some sense is to kind of see if you're a believer in God, you know what I'm saying, to see the similarities in your life spiritually, you know what I'm saying, not to look at the situation directly as it is. But even if you are, you know, if it's something that can touch somebody who's directly in a situation similar to, you know, I'm hoping that you can see, you know, learn from the mistakes, you know what I'm saying? There's certain parts that I'll let you know, you know, I'm going to do that in the sermon. Let me go on and get in chapter 25. First, let me wild up. My bad. I just wanted to let you know after 25, I'm going to be doing a little intro breakdown so far on the storyline type shit, okay? But chapter 25. Alright, in chapter 25, you know, Sarah's passed away. And Abraham got him another wife after Sarah, named Keturah. All right. I apologize, like in chapter 24, I believe that's where Abraham sends his one of his head of his servants to go find a wife for Isaac. And seeing that he made him make a promise under the thigh, I thought he might have been bedridden, but shit, this nigga married somebody else and had six kids, you know, six boys, you know what I'm saying? In the Bible, I do want people to kind of see that. Girls are mentioned sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Not inconsistently of how they're being born. You know what I'm saying? Boys are kind of being mentioned as they're being born. I don't know why. You gotta take that up with the people who wrote this shit. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just letting you know what I'm saying, the formalities of it, you know what I'm saying? And if I had to take a wild guess, personal perception, it was more women than boys. You know what I'm saying? That's probably why they had to spot out the boys. But Abe had 6 boys, you know what I'm saying? And what he did for those boys was he gave them some bread and sent them to the east. You feel me? He sent them away from Isaac, you know what I'm saying? He even said he sent them east. But shit, Abe had bread, bro. Like, he was blessed, bro. He was an entrepreneur, and anywhere he put his business at, man, people fucked with him. So, and he gave up, like I said, it was equivalent to like $128,000 for the burial place for his wife. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure he broke him off with at least a half a mil, if not a mil. You know what I'm saying? But, like, his businesses, the deed to his companies and shit like that, his maidservant, manservant, all the shit he had going, he gave that to Isaac. You feel me? And before they get into Isaac's storyline and him having kids, you know what I'm saying, they make mention of Ishmael, and they pretty much confirm that, you know, what God has said about him having 12 princes, because they tell about the lineage of Ishmael, and you need to read the Bible to get the kids from Abraham, from Keturah, and Ishmael kids, because all them damn names, you know what I'm saying? And the way that they said, I'm not finna try to memorize. This is Cliff Notes for the Bible. Again, not to just like give you everything in the world, you know, boom, you ain't gotta read. No, I want you to read the Bible. And main thing is, let you fuck with them names that they got going on in that Bible. Because I don't, man, yeah. Anyway, he had 12 of them. If you count how many kids that he had 12 of them motherfuckers. And they were all princesses according to their towns and their cities. All right? And they say Ishmael lived to be like 137. And he ended up passing away in front of his brother and all this kinfolk and shit. You know what I'm saying? And then they say he was a righteous man, you know, beforehand. So I imagine he wasn't on no dumb shit in front of his kinfolk. It was just like, you know, a peaceable pass away. You know what I'm saying? And then it goes from that, and it goes back to Isaac, okay? And in the other chapter, I said, when Sarah passed away, Isaac was about 28. But that's not when he found his wife. He doesn't find his wife till 12 years later. You know, Abram don't, you know, get him their wife till 12 years later. So, Sarah dies when she's 127. So, Abe's 128 when she passes away. 12 years from that. I want to say Abe 140. You feel me? Because him and Isaac kind of growing up. Like, when Abe 100, Isaac 1. So, you know what I'm saying? It's like they grow together, you feel me? So, I want to say he's like 128 when he finds Rebecca for Isaac. And they say, you know what I'm saying, Isaac was about 60 when Rebecca had kids. You know, and, you know, as you can see, I don't know what it is with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to see a continuous trend with Abraham's family. You know, at least these 3 generations. It's going to be at least 3 generations you're going to see the difficulty they have having that first child. It did. And when they had, you know, when Isaac and Rebecca have it. They had twins, but they went to God about it because, you know, it was like a Sarah situation, you know what I'm saying? She was barren, you know what I'm saying? So you got 20 years now, 20 years, nothing in the pussy. Ain't nothing happening. They talking to God. But for them, they do have a reassuring story that God will be there for them, you know what I'm saying? And they went to God and prayed to God about it, and God, you know, heard the prayer. And she ended up being pregnant. You did. Now, at this time, I don't think they were too big on sonograms and shit like that, though. So, at the time, I don't think she knew she had twins. Because they said they was in there struggling with each other. You know what I'm saying? I guess they were tussling and wrestling with each other. You know, brother shit. You know what I'm saying? Especially twins. You're going to see they got a relationship. Like, I could see them struggling in the womb by the way that they interact with each other as they get older. You feel me? But, you know, her not knowing and her not knowing what's going on, she like, what the fuck going on, man? It's like some shit going on. Because, you know, women say they can feel when the baby moving and when they kicking, you know, and stuff like that. You know, and kicks, oh, okay, that's a little kick, you know what I'm saying? Oh, that's a little, the baby moving, you know what I'm saying? That's a little bit, but it's just sounding like it's some straight up tussling going on in that hole. You know, it just feel like it. I ain't gonna say it sound. It feel like it, though. Like, it's more than just some kicking. It's some shit going on in there. What's going on, man? Like, am I gonna have this child? Like, cause this 20 years now, barren. Finally get pregnant, you know what I'm saying? They say when Isaac, he get his wife at 40. And she get pregnant when he's 60. You know what I'm saying? So that's 20 years, you feel me? So when she do get a child, and she ain't got the typical child story of, oh, he kicked. Oh, you feel that? Look, let him do it again. Oh, you felt that? He kicked, yeah. Nah, it's some tussling going on in that hole, you feel me? So they went to God. And God basically just, man, God's so trill, man. Yeah, I gotta understand, man. Why I love him, man, because this guy, this being, whoever, spiritual being, he is so trill. It did. For real, man. He broke down the story of what's gonna basically happen between the two, and why is it so much of a struggle in her? It's because you have two nations inside of your womb. You feel me? Two nations now. You feel me? Two men that grow up to be their own nations. Okay? You dig? So, yeah. This ain't like no, they get grown and decide they want to be a nation type. No, this is something from birth. You feel me? These are two great nations inside of you. You know what I'm saying? And one will be stronger than the other. You feel me? But the older will serve the younger. You know what I'm saying? Like he knew. God know everything. And as you see the situation play out, you see it all come to fold. But it's not your typical situation. You know, when God tell it to you and the pieces ain't really been put together for the puzzle just yet like that, though. You know what I'm saying? It may look like, the fuck is he talking about? You know what I'm saying? The older gonna serve the younger, you know? I don't get this. One of them gonna be stronger than the other one. Man, this shit crazy, you know what I'm saying? They wasn't expecting all this from just two babies wrestling in their stomach, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, with God and the promise that he gave Isaac daddy, you know what I'm saying? He just fulfilling it, because he said, when the Bible said, when Abraham passed away, you know, Isaac got that favor that Abraham got. You know what I'm saying? He moving it down the line like he said he would, from generation to generation. That same promise for having your seeds multiply as much as the grains of the sand and the stars in the sky. Like, them are promises that even with Isaac, you know, now it's going to him. You know what I'm saying? He's getting God's, that relationship with God that Abraham had. You know what I'm saying? That favor that Abram had with God. You know what I'm saying? So she finally, you know what I'm saying, get to the day where she had the kids, right? And Esau came out first. Esau, definition from what I see, just mean hairy, you know what I'm saying? And it's indeed say that Esau was like hairy all over, you know what I'm saying? Red. Hairy all over, you feel me? And he came out first, you did. And then Jacob came out, holding on to his heel, you feel me? Like, as Esau coming out, they see Jacob hand on the heel, and that's how Jacob coming out, you know, grabbing on the Esau heel, you feel me? And Jacob mean trickster. Jacob is indeed who is the man who turns into Israel, you know what I'm saying? And just by knowing that, you could tell that by him coming out second, holding on to the hill, I mean, he right behind him, but he coming out second on that hill. So by right, Esau is supposed to be like the descendant next in line, you know what I'm saying, for carrying on the blessings, you know what I'm saying, that God had with Abraham and that he's passing down now to Isaac and supposed to be passed down to the firstborn, you know what I'm saying, which is Esau. I gotta light up because it get interesting. Because, you know what I'm saying, after they get born and everything like that, it's kind of like they fast forward until when they get older. You know what I'm saying? And Esau is a well-established hunter. This nigga is nice at hunting. You feel me? Calling him a cunning hunter. And somebody who's a hunter who's cunning is pretty fucking smart when it comes to catching shit and game and shit like that. And one of the main things that, you know what I'm saying, he used to catch was deer. And Pops used to like the way he, you know what I'm saying, caught the deer and put it together for him, man. Pops liked the deer meat. So he fucked with Esau a lot more than he fucked with Jacob. But at the same breath, Mom fucked with Jacob way more than she fucked with Esau. And Jacob was kind of like a plane, man. He wasn't into all that hunting and killing and shit like that, though, you know what I'm saying? He'd rather grow shit, you know what I'm saying, and fuck with the sheep and the ox. He'd rather be around the house type nigga, you know what I'm saying? He more like the vegetable soup and shit. He like eating soup. They call it pottage, you know what I'm saying? But pottage just like chicken noodle soup, any type of soup with a broth, you know, chicken vegetable soup, you know, you put beans. Linens is like they beans, you know what I'm saying? But you can put other vegetables as well as meat in that shit too, you know what I'm saying? So that's what Jacob was about. He was more back at the house chilling. And Esau, he wanted to be out and about. He wanted to be like in the wilderness, you know what I'm saying? Kind of like in the streets, you know what I'm saying? He's a cunning hunter, you know what I'm saying? Nice with the pistol, you feel me? He kind of like to be out and about and just bring shit back to the crib, you feel me? You know? The Pops was all about that. He loved the way he went out there hunting and came back with shit, you know what I'm saying? Like that, though. Excuse me, I had to take that tap in. But on this one particular day, my nigga, you know, it said he was faint. Okay. So, if a nigga been out there trying to get some game, trying to get some food, trying to get shit, and maybe it's just dry out there, and then, you know, it's dry in the wilderness today. It's dry out there in them woods. And wasn't nothing popping, you feel me? And he was kind of banking on that to eat something because, you know what I'm saying, they say he was faint. So he was out there all day, didn't catch shit, man. And, you know, nigga tired, hungry, about to pass out, feeling woozy, all that shit. That's one way, you feel me? Now, here's another way. Just a possibility. Being that I gave you one way, I'm going to give you another. This is just alternatives, just possibilities. Because there are other books of the Bible. Well, there are other books, scripts, that are not in the Bible, that are of what they say are pretty documented. Holy scrolls, you know, because, you know, just to let you know, give you a breakdown. We're going to break down the Bible indeed, but just to let you know, all the books of these holy disciples and prophets that were passed down to make this Bible, not all of them made it in these 66 books that we have for the Bible. And maybe perhaps not all the chapters of those books that we do have in the Bible made it into the Bible, because the Bible itself was made at a time frame where it was made to be made as a storyline to kind of capture people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But part of them, part of God, because I got a funny way. Funny feeling, they ain't mean to put out all this information when they see how people can spiritually connect the dots. You feel me? They wanted to just kind of give enough to kind of set up the sense of control that they trying to run. You feel me? But God is in control of everything, so they'll soon see. They ain't got the mainframe control board. God do. But anywho, that's neither here nor there. I said that to say we were talking about, oh yeah, he was faint. But yeah, some lost books. We'll just say lost books. We'll say it's just quote unquote some lost books that may have brought out a story that Esau, you know, being he a mighty hunter, you know what I'm saying? You know, people who, it's just, okay. I'm talking to my G's because I break down shit for my G, because I know my G. The ones that really know what I'm talking about, for some reason, I just feel like they got the ability to break it down to other people who may not understand. I want y'all to understand first, because y'all got that voice and that authority to break it down to other people to where they'll get it. You feel me? Even if they don't get it from me, they'll get it from you. You feel me? But you'll feel me, and you'll understand where I'm coming from. So, just on some G shit, because he a hunter, okay? He nice with the pistol. Feel me, alright? This nigga catch deer. You feel me? Do you know how fucking fast deer is? You know what I'm saying? Do you know how much agility these motherfuckers got? Cause these niggas don't go down easy, cuz, but this nigga hunt deer. Like that, like pops. Be like, go get me some deer in here, bring that shit back. Like that's supposed to be easy or some shit, you know what I'm saying? But let's just say, you know, because he from a certain part of the town, but what if it's another nigga on another part of the town? They swear he the best hunter in there, because he the true on that side of town, you know what I'm saying? And can't nobody tell him different. Let's just say they meet up somewhere in between both of they sides of town and shit like that, duh, you know. Might be a little standoff, you feel me? Between the two, on like, who got the best skill for real, for real? But let's not do no hunting. Let's see who, if you walk away, you know what I'm saying, with your life without any of these arrows or none of this shit in you, or this sword piercing you or nothing like that, though, then that's what it is. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Let's just say you just got into a little altercation that, you know what I'm saying? Well, he came out victorious in the spot where he probably should have just been like, hey, y'all good. I don't want no problems. We ain't even got a battle, you know what I'm saying? But he took that challenge and he won that bitch. But then people didn't like it, so motherfuckers were trying to kill him. And he running back to the crib now. And he ain't had time to stop getting nothing to eat because he got motherfuckers following his ass. He can't stop and get nothing to eat, you feel me? And it's pretty long way from where he was, from where his hometown is, you know? Because when you good and hunting, man, you go where the game is. You ain't trying to, you ain't really can. Well, you know what side of town you on because you nice like that, you know? But some people take that they side of town seriously, you know? You might have went to the wrong side and, you know? Had to run all the way back to the crib, you feel me? Regardless of which, he came there, brother. Crazy situation now. These are the children of Israel. These are who this character is derived off of. The man is called Jacob, which is trickster. Which is what he's about to fucking do. Right now, as we speak. You did? So, as we speak, Esau coming to him. Hey, he like, hey, bro, I need you to give me some of that soup that you be eating, man. I'm about to die, dog. I ain't got a chance to get nothing to eat or nothing like that, man. Like, for real, man. I ain't came a long motherfucking way, too, cuz. Could you please let your boy get some of that putty? But you owe some of this shit, cuz. The Mighty Hunter, nigga. Nigga, you tell me you get there in your sleep, nigga. You on some of this shit that you always passing by my shit, talking about, man, that shit nasty as fuck. Need to put some D in that shit, nigga. Need to put some gold in that shit, nigga. Need to put some, man, I got all buffalo, nigga. I got whatever you want, nigga. I got meat for days, nigga. You don't never want to put no meat in that old vegetarian eating ass, nigga. You always used to do me like that, my G. Ain't that what you used to tell me? Okay, man. Chill out with all that, man. I'm home, bro. Dog, I'm seeing stars right now, my nigga, for real. It's like 3 of you right now, man. Could I please get something to eat, nigga? For real. Oh, Red. I'm gonna call you Edom now. You know what I'm saying? Cause I ain't gonna lie, you nigga, you about ready to this pottage. You really do look like you need something to eat in this bitch, bro. I tell you what, my nigga, I got you. If you do one thing, send me your birthright, cuz. Give me your birthright. Give me that right there. I give you some pottage. I give you plenty of it. I give you all you can stay until you full, cuz. Like, birthright. Nigga, why I give a fuck about a birthright, nigga? I'm about, nigga, I see 3 of you. Nigga, you can have, all 3 of y'all can have the birthright, nigga. I don't give a fuck. Take that shit, nigga. Give me something to eat, dog. Like, bet. You promise me on everything, nigga. On everything, nigga. Shake on it, nigga. Shake on it, bro. All right, bet. I'm gonna get you something to eat, my nigga. And he ate up, you know what I'm saying? And they say that's the day that he despised his birthright. Okay. Now, God said that the older will serve the latter. But if you're looking at this situation, okay. If you paid attention to what Pop been telling you, because I know Pop been telling him about what Abraham been telling him, you know what I'm saying, about the promise that God has for his children, you know what I'm saying? He'll bless those that bless them and curse those that curse you. And in all manners that you'll be blessed, but you got to follow these guidelines. You got to go with these rule sets. Like, Esau seemed like the type of motherfucker when Pops was talking to him about this shit, it kind of went in one ear and out the other. You know what I'm saying? He was just happy that Pop was eating the deal. You know what I'm saying? He was just happy to be around him, but he didn't want to hear all that extra shit because he'd rather be out there in the field than the hill about trying to run a business. Because, you know, businesses were being passed down, too. Now, you got to look at that. And a nigga who want to be out and about don't really want to be the nigga who has to be next in line to run a business. You feel me? So his spirit kind of fucked up because he ain't really taking seriously that this is a bond between God, the true and living God. There ain't no other God like the God we serve, bro. Like, we really got a pact with this guy, man. We got to follow with. And he going to bless us off the strength of. You feel me? Because honestly, I believe if Esau would have listened to that shit at the time that Pops was telling him that shit, that would have been the last. He would have rather have passed away, you know what I'm saying, and give the birthright to Jacob that way than to just give it to him for some fucking soup. You know what I'm saying? Like, he ain't value his shit, cuz. He ain't value it, dog. And God does things for a reason, man. For preparation, cuz. You know what I'm saying? If you're not prepared for the challenge at hand, man, you might not be the one getting it, cuz. He's not the first one in the descendant of Israelites where it's not the firstborn that's getting this shit. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, God be really serious about discipline on certain shit. You know what I'm saying? And you literally gave up all the blessings that God gonna give you for, you know, it sound crazy, but do it really. How many people wouldn't lose their life over some dumb shit? How many people you know have lost their life over some dumb shit? You know what I'm saying? I went to jail over some dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? Something that if they really thought about, the chances of doing what I'm getting behind, put behind bars for, chances that they got dead for, you did, were they really worth it? You feel me? You know? I mean, you should consider, man. You know what I'm saying? Story get deep. But you know, on one hand, it's fucked up Esau didn't get it, but on the other hand, nigga, if you willing to give it over some motherfucking pottage, nigga, down the line, you'll give it to somebody else of worse standards for probably less. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. But, you know, that is how chapter 25 ends. In a nutshell, my G's. So, you know what I'm saying? It's chapter 25. What's next? Chapter 26. Oh, no. Next gonna be the breakdown. That's right. Next gonna be that breakdown. And once we get that breakdown, establish a passing of baton from Isaac. You know what I'm saying? From Abraham to Isaac, I'm sorry. Then we're gonna get more into the story. And I think in that time frame it might be good. Yeah. I think, yeah, it might be good for me to do Jacob and Esau as well, because once we get past chapter 26, we do get more into Jacob and Esau's story. You know what I'm saying? And then we get more into Jacob's story, Israel. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to run it like that. But you know, until the next time, we're going to get it in like that. Appreciate y'all for everything that y'all gave. Appreciate y'all gave me y'all ears. Y'all listen, man. I appreciate it. Love y'all, man. Do it like that, though. Ciao.